SBS Radio.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ronald. Good to be with you.
Paul, it has already been reported in the media about the partnership of Blacktown and Australian Catholic University for ACU to put up a campus in Blacktown CBD, but it's still not very clear how it will actually realize, as the target date of the commencement is next year. That is 2020, such a short period of time. So, in essence, what basically will happen between now and 2020?
Yeah, sure. So in later this year, we'll have an information centre set up in the Blacktown CBD in Main Street. That will allow students to come and talk to people about what they might like to do at university and other courses we offer. And then in 2020, we're planning to open our ACU College and Executive Education programs. And so they're diploma and certificate programs and pathway to degree programs, as well as executive education for businesses, leadership courses and other bespoken courses.
Okay.
And then looking further from there, in 2021, we'll open our degree programs. And from 2021, we'll offer around 30 degree programs that go across our four faculties.
But I don't think there are already a physical classroom or infrastructure for that. Are these online courses?
There isn't physical infrastructure today, but we have started work with plans, and we've identified a building in partnership with the council that we'll be leasing.
Okay.
And that we'll be establishing our teaching spaces and other campus spaces for 2020 to support those ACU College and Executive Education programs.
So is there a possibility that students enrolled in your North Sydney campus and Stratford campus will go there for some study in Blacktown?
I think it'll be more that new programs will be offered from Blacktown. I think that's the approach we'll take.
Okay, because Stephen Bailey mentioned something that you're bringing in their four faculties. I don't know what he meant by that or what faculties are you bringing into the campus.
I'm happy to explain that. So our four faculties are health sciences, education and arts, business and law, and theology and philosophy. So that's sort of our discipline groupings. And then within each of those four faculties, we have several courses that we offer.
But it's basically the same courses you offer in your both campus here?
Yes, there's a few additional courses that we're offering that we haven't before, and I think that also brings up a good point that we're keen to work with the council, business community, the business chamber to develop courses to kind of better meet the needs of the local area. So we're looking at working with them to look at new courses and to add to the sort of 30 or so courses that we plan to have going by 2021.
Okay. And after so many years in the inner west and the northern side of Sydney, you're moving to the heartland of the working class.
Yes, we are.
So what does that mean in your vision or your mission?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. So we've identified over the last few years that Western Sydney is a place we need to have another campus. We've been looking at a range of options, and We have quite liked the look of Blacktown for a while and gone through the process with the council, and very happy to be selected as their preferred Blacktown CBD partner.
Yep.
And there's lots of opportunities in Western Sydney. Half the population of the greater Sydney area will be here in the coming years, and there's great opportunities for us to conduct our programs from here.
You're very strong in the nursing profession, and Mayor Bailey is quite pleased because he hopes that it will help, your campus will help in further developing the Blacktown Hospital, which he wants to make it world-class. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we have quite a lot of strength in health sciences. We have around 9 disciplines in health sciences. We are looking forward to working with local hospitals on those partnerships, as well as we have quite a presence in education as well, school education, quite a lot of partnerships with schools in the Blacktown area and Western Sydney area. So we're looking forward to both health sciences and education programs, as well as the other industries in Blacktown and the greater Western area.
Yeah, but when I interviewed Stephen Ballier sometime in August last year, he told me that he was looking for something, a university which is very strong in technology and in engineering and sports sciences. And I don't think you met that criteria. So it came as a surprise that you were chosen to be the partner of Blacktown.
Yeah.
Will that strengthen your engineering education?
So we actually have considerable strength in exercise science.
Okay.
That's part of our health science program, so yep. We have some alignment there. We also do a lot of work with all different industries. We do work with all different businesses.
Okay.
And in addition to that, as I mentioned before, we are keen to work with the local community, local business and industry, to identify new courses that they want, whether they're programs we've offered in the past or not, and explore them. And if there's strong demand and need for those, we're happy to develop those courses and offer them in the future.
With that thought, I think just thank you and good luck on your partnership.
Thank you very much, Ronald.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.